It's music time in Africa. A very good Sunday evening to you, friends, and welcome back to Music Time in Africa. I'm Rita Rochelle, along with the Music Man here in our Voice of America studios in downtown Washington, D.C., in the USA, of course. And this is our special weekly program, heard on VOA's Africa service. We bring you the very best and exciting sounds from the continent and the African diaspora. And they're all on recordings selected and prepared for us by our own special music man for Africa, my colleague Leo Sarkisian.
And now here's Leo.
And again, thank you, Rita. And friends, thank you too for joining us this evening for Music Time in Africa. And I'm glad you're with us because, again, we have something which I think is special, a brand new CD released by one of our very dear friends, Djedouble Ambole, a great musician, originally from Ghana, but now making music in the USA. And at the present time, he resides in Los Angeles, California. And Rita, he's been doing great things for his motherland, Africa, and I'll tell you all about it.
Thanks, Leo. But right now we've got the music. Of course, it's from our friend Djedouble Ambole, his CD, African Jazz, and this is called Mother Africa.
Yeah. That's right. Sick indeed. Takoradi. Takoradi. Asaman Sudu. In West Africa.
Ooh.
That's what we do it.
Yeah.
Jedo Blay Ambole, great singer, composer, music arranger, and jazz saxophonist, and of course producer of African music, and I might add a personal friend of Music Time in Africa, and a friend of our music man, and we're going to have more about him and his music right after this.
Music in Africa. Well, we'll be the drums. Well, music comes. Music in Africa. Well, we'll be the drum. Well, the music comes.
Again, I'm Rita Rochelle, and this is Voice of America's Africa Service. We're broadcasting to Africa and the rest of the world on shortwave and medium wave. Our medium wave frequency in West and Central Africa is 1530 kilohertz. And for our friends in Southern Africa, you can listen to us on 909 kilohertz. Of course, having a copy of our VOA guide and program schedule will show you the exact times and frequencies, making for easy listening to all of our special programs for Africa and our worldwide programs broadcast in English and 52 other languages. Also, having our program guide in hand means you'll know when to listen to our morning show, Daybreak Africa. And you don't want to miss Africa World Tonight or Nightline Africa. Then, of course, there's Sports with Sunny Young. And I don't want you to miss my own show heard during the week, Mondays through Fridays. It's called The World of Music. And this program, Music Time in Africa, comes to you in two separate editions each Sunday at 1730 UTC. And again at 1930 UTC. We've got two full half hours of the best in African popular and traditional music. It is, by the way, VOA's longest running program. My goodness, do we have a track record. We're now celebrating 36 years on the air. Congratulations, Leo. And as my colleague, Leo the Music Man, always says, yeah, man, stick with us and we'll keep giving you the best. And, of course, I agree. But for right now, I want to give you our address for corresponding because we both love hearing from you. So write to us. Send those letters to Rita Rochelle, Music Time in Africa, Voice of America, Washington, D.C., and that postal code is 20237 here in the USA. Now, that's a new zip code, so let me give you that one again. Write to me, Rita Rochelle, Music Time in Africa, Voice of America, Washington, D.C. And again, that postal code is 20237 here in the USA. Or you may choose to use this address, Rita Rochelle, Music Time in Africa, Voice of America, in care of the American Embassy in your country. That's an easy one. Might be a little less expensive, so get those letters to us. We want to hear from you. Again, that address is Rita Rochelle, Music Time in Africa, Voice of America, in care of the American Embassy in your country.
Yep.
Recently, we broadcast a very special program about Jedo Blay Ambole and talking about how well his Ghanaian musicianship has been doing after taking up residence in Los Angeles, California, here in the USA. However, when he sent us his latest and newest release, Leo said he'd like to play the music right away. So here he is, Mr. Music Man. What do you have for us?
Again, thank you, Rita. And there's always a lot to talk about our friend Jedouble. As you know, back in Ghana, he was affectionately known as the Simigwadu Man. He was born in the port city of Sekondi Takoradi. His original brand of jazzy highlife music blasted its way into the musical life of Ghana, and that was over 25 years ago. After he released his first single hit recording, Jedouble led a number of different bands, including his own, and then went on to Europe, performing to huge crowds and gaining lots of good experience before coming to the United States. All his performances across the USA, in places like the famous Apollo Theater in Harlem in New York City, the House of Blues in Los Angeles, were always highly successful. But Jedouble tells us that it was back in the 60s that he became inspired to make music his career, listening to the Voice of America's Jazz Hour with Willis Conover. It was listening to the music of the jazz greats like Jimmy Smith, Charlie Parker, Miles Davis, Coltrane, Ella Fitzgerald, and Billy Eckstein that were part of his early music experience. I like the way he says, "One people, one nation, one destiny." Well, from this new CD titled African Jazz, this track is called Asante Kotoko.
Asante Kotoko.
Jedu Ambole. You're listening to a whole new dimension in jazz, in African jazz, in the music of Jedu Ambole, a Ghanaian musician now living in Los Angeles, California, and continuously receiving numerous musical awards. Brother Ambole has 14 best-selling albums to his credit, and I'm sure we'll see more, Rita. Now, you've listened to all the tracks on this CD. Rita, your choice for the next play.
Leo, let's see now. Track 7 is one of Ambole's own composition, and it's titled Odu Yewu. And I like this upbeat style and the way he says yippa.
Yippa!
Hot pants, you get to mom in a condensed milk. Oh, Papa, no
You agree, it's beautiful jazz, the African way, by Ambolé, Jedouble Ambolé. Say, that rhymes, doesn't it? And thank you, Leo, for introducing this brand new CD by our friend, again, Jedouble Ambolé. Great sax man. Boy, was he wonderful on that flute. And a reminder that you're listening to Music Time in Africa on Voice of America's Africa Service, your station for the best, 7 days a week. We bring you news, information, and, of course, good music. And it's all free simply by keeping your radio tuned to us, the Voice of America. And we thank you, friends. And now for our last selection from this CD, African Jazz, we have a song called Adire. This is one of Jedouble's arrangements of old classics by some of Nigeria's great musicians. This was a song by the famous band leader Rex Lawson, somebody Leo has teamed around with and interviewed a while back. And although Rex Lawson died in 1976, his recording of this song, Adire, was released in 1980. And here's Jedouble's tribute to Rex Lawson.
Yeah. Rosa Moye, Rosa na Moyo, Rosa na Mamma, Mamma, Yodie Rose. Rosa Moye, Rosa na Mamma, 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 Mayo, Odo Yewe, Die Rose. Adule, Adule Lale.
We certainly hope you enjoyed this very special program featuring the sounds of Ghanaian musician Djedublé Ambolé from his latest CD, African Jazz. But I'm afraid that's it for today, my friends. This first edition of Music Time in Africa has come to an end. However, your VOA Music Man for Africa, my colleague Leo Sarkisian, and I will be right back here in 1 hour and 30 minutes from now with our second show, featuring some of Africa's top pop artists, right here on VOA's Africa Service. I'm Rita Rochelle, and recommending that you stay right there by your radio for a report of the latest news. And join Leo and me at 1930 UTC. I'm Rita Rochelle, and as always, my friends, my love to all of you.